I'm Neil Fagan.
And I'm Steve Ball.
And you're listening to The Scribble Show. Welcome back to all our great listeners. Sorry about the slight challenge we had last week on Friday the 13th. Everything went pear-shaped. Washing machines packing in. You name it, everything went bad.
All set now, O'Neill.
We're back. We're back online and we're rocking. So, good stuff. It's good to see you back as well, Steve.
Yeah, thanks, Neil. Looking forward to tonight's programme.
Yeah, it's going to be real. We've got a good mix tonight of different types of poetry. We've got some great production work once again from Michael R. Justice, which we're going to kick off with in a minute. We've got some great poems from the Poet Stream team. Alan Johnson's going to make a bit of an appearance with a poem that he's written. Right. He doesn't usually write poems, but he's written this and performed it. And our thoughts are with Alan at the moment. He's gone through his operation. He's come out the other side. He just now needs a period of recovery. So get well soon, Alan.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to seeing you back on the scene. So what have you been up to, Steve? Been busy?
Not too bad. I've worked a couple of days this week, and enjoyed a bit of sun. And I've got a day's golf tomorrow. So
even better. All right, well, let's just kick it off then. We'll do a bit of a chill out. So this has been recorded by Michael R. Justice. It's a poem by David White. It's called What I Must Tell Myself. That was quite fitting, this. I'll have a listen to this. See what you think.
And although all the things I love may pass away, and the great family of things and people I have made around me will see me go, I feel them living in me like a great gathering, ready to reach a greater home. When one thing dies, all things die together and must live again in a different way. When one thing is missing, everything is missing and must be found again in a new whole. And everything wants to be complete. Everything wants to go home. And the geese traveling south are like the shadow of my breath, flying into the darkness on great heartbeats to an unknown land where I belong. This morning they have found me full of faith, like a blind child, nestled in their feathers, following the great coast of the wind to a home I cannot see.
Feeling a bit chilled out now, having listened to that.
It was just like a Radox bath.
It was, wasn't it? It was nice and soothing as we slipped back into the Scribble Show.
Should we all go,
how good would that be? Now, we've got some really interesting stuff coming up as well on the programme. We've got a piece by, do you remember Christine? She was on the, Christine Barker, who's been on the show a couple of times now. We've got this perfect British accent, absolutely perfect.
Like us.
A bit posher than ours, basically. Well, she's written this piece called Matty and Grandpa, and it's going to be a musical. So she wrote to me and she said, would you be interested in broadcasting this on the programme? It's all written like a story, a bit of a poetry rhyme in it. So she voiced it, and we're going to play it later in the show, but it's really good.
And there's some music behind it now?
No, not at this stage, because they haven't put the musical together yet.
Is
just the...
Just the lyrics.
Just the lyrics to it. But it's really worth... It's a really nice journey as you listen to it, so it's worth listening to.
Look forward to that.
But that's later on.
Yeah.
So we're going to kick off with the Poet Stream team, because we always support Poet Stream, because they're great supporters of the Scribble Show.
Fantastic.
Which is great, and I know you post some of your work on there, and I post some of mine.
Yeah, it's a great community.
And we've got a bit of a surprise for everybody who's listening in today, because Steve's going to read one of his poems live.
No pressure.
No pressure then. Take it easy. So we're going to kick off with Saskia Jonker, who produced a piece called Thank You and Goodbye. I was going to play this at the end, but I need to play it now. So it's good night from me, and it's good night from him. Yeah, good night.
Good night.
So this is from Saskia Jonker. I voiced it for her because she didn't have the technology to do it. So I've put it together. Have a listen and see what you guys think to it.
Ah, I sigh in elated disbelief. Tears fill my eyes. My heart pounds warily. How I've yearned for this moment for you. Fate would have me think I would never see your loving face again, nor bathe in the comfort of your smile or feel the warmth of your sweet embrace. I would deny for the longest time, drive by your house, sit in my car, stare at your front door for hours, only to see some stranger leave. Devastation had me sob. I finally felt grief. A part of me died, I suppose. Or could it be my heart just closed, partly? Sheltered from loss, distanced from the gap once inhabited by you, light of my life turned dark for all times. Yet here you are. You haven't aged. Your radiance warms my core. A joyous smile accompanies my tears. My heart takes the leap of faith. Oh, how I missed you. Can I hold you, please? Hardly a day has gone by, 39 long years, that I haven't imagined what to say this very moment. Now I just don't know. Nothing else matters but to see you, to hold you, cherishing every precious second. It is seconds, I know, and my overflowing heart aches. I don't want to say goodbye. I never could before. Where to find words? Thank you for having loved me. Thank you for being there when I most needed you. And thank you for those seconds to know you are well. Thank you with all my heart. I love you. Goodbye.
Yeah, I read that. Saskia sent it through to me and I read it and I thought, I really like this. Mm. It was just... It's all those things and those emotions that we go through occasionally, don't we, through life. But you can imagine holding that thought for all those years. And I could picture it when I read it, so thanks very much for writing that, Saskia.
There's almost two sides to that poem. It sort of changed emotional direction halfway through.
It did. Yeah, I thought it was a really great piece.
It was powerful.
It was. It was really good. So thanks very much for writing that, Saskia. Really appreciate it. She also pointed us in the direction of a guy called Lee Robertson from Poet's Dream as well. So we're going to play a piece of his work now as well.
Tell me, how do you know? How do you know it? Short of mad if you're a poet, a better prophet unlikely to be, or perhaps you know nothing about something or anything. Written words coming to mind, scribbled on the tiniest scraps of paper. Your heart written down, laid open to wear, your soul and your sleeve laid bare. Repeating your words over and over in your car, sitting in traffic lest you forget where you are. The proximity of all you witness, standing there everywhere, again and again, right in front, behind or beside you. With each word you travelleth, each proverbial last line, illogical thoughts, lyrical thinking, carefully crafted, whimsically speaking, rhymes sometimes, a clever choice of word. In your heart, the sound of echoes, written down voices inside of your head, with poetic pen. All your thoughts, all your words, all of your soul, written down, scribbled on the tiniest scraps of paper.
I thought that was quite apt for the Scribble show, that, because that's what we're all about, isn't it? Scribbling it down on bits of paper, pulling it together.
Yeah.
Copious notes. Copious notes, yeah. Because that's what we take notes of what's happening that we see around us, and then these thoughts come to your head, don't they?
Well, I was going for a walk this morning, Neil. I'm on one of my days of not working this week.
You lazy little
and
monkey.
I'm walking down the road and something came into my mind, so I just recorded it on my phone.
Yeah.
And then as I wrote two verses as I was walking down the hill, and that's just how it comes sometimes.
It is. Sometimes it just hits you off left field, doesn't it?
Yes.
Just comes in and hits you.
Yeah.
So I think that was really good. Now, I'm going to play one of Alan Johnson's pieces because he's in hospital. I know he's going to be listening to the programme. This is one that he wrote, I Saw You, and he's performed it as well before he went off to have his operation. When we come out of that, I think what we should do before we play a bit of slam poetry is listen to a piece that you've written that I think is stunning. But then again, I am biased because he is my mate. But it is great. This is all about the corporate abuse. It's a brilliant piece. So I think we'll listen to Alan first and then we'll come to you.
Sure.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'll have a go on
Okay, so let's
hope
crack.
Let you down. Is this a good time to negotiate my fee?
Oh, that'll be another cup of tea then.
Excellent. I'll do it twice.
Well, you can have a chocolate biscuit
Thank
while
you.
You're at it. Here we go. Let's have a listen to Alan Johnson.
I saw her before she saw me. My eyes took me there. Her look was hauntingly beautiful. In love from my first stare. She slowly searched from lowered eyes. It became a sensual smile. My breath was bitten, though it was brief. In love again for a while. I spoke to her. How are you? She shyly bowed her head. I am fine, she said. But what will be when words are all but red? I saw you, for you saw me. For that is what I said.
Listening to the program as you lay there recovering in your hospital bed. Thanks very much for writing that and performing it. It was touching. It was great. So yeah, thank well you very done, much. Alan. Yeah, well done. Right, over to you, Steve. The floor is yours, or the mic is yours, as they say.
Yeah, just a bit of context first, Neil, yeah. to move into this one. I'm not a political person, really, but I have become more and more aggrieved in recent months. Just the way the sort of average man and woman in this country is being treated.
Yeah.
And what really struck it for me was the BHS story that broke.
Oh, yeah.
And the sale of that for £1 and a huge pension deficit.
Yeah, and all the money that was stripped out of it.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And it really got me riled. So this is called corporate corruption.
Yep.
So I'll give it a go.
Yeah, go for it.
No pressure. Corporate corruption. Elite corporate giants all on the make, selfishly exploiting their share of the cake. Tax evasion, no skin off their nose. Tax avoidance, quick on their toes. Dividends plundered, profits shared out. Pension scheme payments forever in doubt. Annual bonus, seven-figure payment. Investment advisor, their benefit claimant. Ride the gravy train, first-class compartment. Friends in high places. Government department. Old Etonians, the elite boys club. Canary Wharf, their profit-making hub. Personal wealth, their only ambition. Class divide, their view of tradition. Single-minded, integrity lost. Working man's future, an expendable cost. Covert alliance with Parliament stooge. Non-executive rewards, Masonic subterfuge. Austerity never touches this elite group. Caviar their menu, whilst many eat soup. Corporate corruption, morally unfair. Change in the future, we haven't got a prayer. The elite will prosper at the expense of the masses. Corporate corruption, the divide of the classes.
Yay! Nice one, Steve.
Thanks, Neil, and thanks for the opportunity.
No, it was great.
I mean, I don't write often, but...
No, and that was good. I mean, that touched a real chord with me because I am the rant monster. Because
yes.
That sort of thing really gets on my go. And as you say, we're not political at the end of the day. But, you know, sometimes you just got to say it as it is.
It is, and you know, and for me, Neil, last word on this. People deserve better.
They do, yeah.
They do.
Yeah,
people
absolutely.
Deserve better than that.
Yeah, so great one. Thank you for doing that one.
Yeah,
that was
cheers,
good.
Neil.
Now on to another slam poet. So we got Breezy McDaniel, who's put this together called Gone But Not Forgotten.
I might change my name.
Yeah, not to Mark Spencer again.
But Mark Spencer.
I'm not going to be Ralph Lauren. Here we go.
Even though I believe you're in a better place, I'd still sacrifice anything to see your face. Holidays feel so empty without you there. The times that I'm truly happy now seem so rare. It'll get better. That's what everyone said, but I still cry myself to sleep when I lay down in bed. You were more than a father figure, more like my best friend. All the good times we had, I never thought they would end. I hope someday you just tell me that you're proud of me and everything that I have grown up to be.
Breezy, you need to breathe. It's important to breathe sometimes. That was just great.
Yeah, that's at speed, that, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I watched the YouTube video of that when she did it, and it's just full on.
Is it?
It's at you. It's cracking.
Yeah. Delivered with attitude, I think.
It was.
Which is, I really like that.
Yeah, I do. It's a bit like Catherine Howe when she delivers hers. They're delivered with that, yeah, that rock passion, solid passion. Yeah,
and commitment and belief, yeah, as to what they're saying.
Yeah, so I think it's a great piece, Breezy. Thanks for writing it. Thanks for submitting it and to get it in there. Now, every week we do this poem Kubli bit.
Yes.
Of the guys. The winner this week was... who was the winner this week? David Thorpe was the winner. Actually, he was the winner last week, but because we missed the show last week, it's going to be this week. David Thorpe, Those Butterflies.
What was the word, Neil?
Oh, don't keep on asking me.
Come on,
I can never
do
remember.
Your research.
Hey, Alzheimer's, setting, dementia. Right. Just come with the dementia kid. We're cracking. So unprofessional, you know. Anyway, here's the intro to Poem Kubli.
12 poems, 2 words. An explosion of mind-bending, heart-rending, scaring, sharing, dream-making, tear-jerking poetry of epic proportions. That is Kubli. David Thorpe, Those Butterflies. Rain and more rain, tears of remorse, knock on my window panes, pleading entrance. Today, however, I wish no visitors to disturb my thought of woven dolefulness. Remembering the morning when we as strangers awoke after our night haunted by the ghosts of yore, who, instead of satisfying our hunger with delicacies of reason, teased us through their lack of prudence with words of cruelty, piercing like daggers our pride, thus filling with dread the whispers our lips had preserved to resuscitate, the aromas we had long buried neath our arrogance. In the same way as we grew out of our childhood clothes, with years we gradually grew out of each other, as moths which fly around a candle flame, eventually scorching their wings. We searched in frustration for affection in other circles to kindle the warmth in our cooling libido against the severity of winter, only to be discarded come spring. Lust and love spelled so differently, yet we treated them as synonyms, until too late we repented the error we made and attempted to rewrite our lives. The ink, however, evaporated into the tenseness of the air, leaving us to find an answer to the mutual question unspoken. Those butterflies, the ones which in a sonorous chorus, such melodies of oneness in our hearts once sang, to where did they fly?
You know, I write with these guys every week because I take part in this poem Kubli. And when I read their poems and I look at who's won each week, I realise I'm way out of my depth because they're so learned, these guys. You know, David is so well read. Some of the work that he produces, that's not in the poem Kubli thing. It's all about the history and the way he wraps that up into the stories. And I learn something every time I read his work.
Yeah, you know what, Neil? And people will learn from the stuff that you do. It's just a different style. It's a different take. It's a personal view.
Yeah.
So I think you're being a bit hard on yourself. And it's not a competition, Neil.
No, it's not. That's the beauty of Poem Kubli. It's just about a group of people writing about things that touch them, giving two words.
Yeah.
And I thought that piece was a deserved winner the week before because it was very compact and the way it was put together. Mm. It was just how life can be when you're with somebody.
Yeah.
You go through these. It's like a bit of a roller coaster ride, isn't it? You know, sometimes you're close, sometimes you're not. But it was the imagery that you used of saying it was like the rain on the window, and it was all that sort of stuff that really fired my imagination up. It was great.
It's just that our brains don't work that way. We don't see that.
Yeah, we're just a bit sort of full on, really.
But I repeat, it's not a competition, I don't think, Neil. And that's the great thing about the programme.
Yeah.
There's all sorts of variety. Everybody's having a go.
Yeah.
And if it was a competition, half of us wouldn't even take part.
No, that's right. And that's the beauty of it. It's a platform for everybody, which is great. Yeah. Now, moving on to a guy called Zanos Espon. We've had him on the show a couple of times. He's written a piece called The Seeker. And there's something about the way this guy writes and the way he puts the voice together to do him. And I just love the way he does it. So have a listen.
The Seeker by Trancho Sespon. An he searched. He looked everywhere, through land, sea, and air. He searched but never seemed to find. One day, already surrendered, he closed his eyes. That same night, knocked on his door. About to go blind, hesitated. It was you. It was always you.
So I think it's official. He needs to do an album. I'd buy it and put it in my car.
Beautiful.
Yeah, absolute cracking piece. Yeah. So that was The Seeker. Thanks very much once again, Zano, for putting that together.
I've just got to make a crack though, Neil, because that guitar in the background, and I'm assuming that's his own work, was amazing.
Yeah.
Next time I read live on here, I want you on the ukulele. Okay. George,
when we're cleaning windows. I'm leaning on a lamppost at the corner of the street.
Yeah, but that was beautiful.
It was really great.
Definitely buy that.
Yeah, it was superb piece. Right, it's time for that Poetry in Motion. The world comes to you. We know they're off air at the moment because Alan's recovering. But I'm going to play their jingle because it always reminds us that Jeff is moonlighting with somebody else.
Well, hello. The world comes to you here on Saturdays at noon at GMT.
Somebody mentioned tea.
Well, GMT is the world time zone. Oh. So people tuning in from Japan or somewhere else.
I live around the corner.
12 o'clock, Saturday, the 9th of April. The world comes to you.
Oh, I can't have all them coming here.
They're obviously paying him more than we are.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, now we're keeping that alive because it's really important that when Alan gets out of hospital, he's fully recovered, that we get the World Comes to You back on air because they do lots of interviews with the different poets. Yeah. So different formats of the show, but we just want to keep the name alive and kicking for when it's back on air, probably in the next couple of months or so it'll be back. Yeah. Now, a couple of the poets from there, we're picking up on them every week. I'm going to play Susan Worrell's piece called Nobody, because what usually happens is Susan writes a piece, then gets Alan to read it and do the production on it, and she hasn't got Alan there to do it at the minute. So she'd written a piece called Nobody, and I said, you know what, Susan, I think it's time we all heard your voice, because she's got a great northern voice.
Is this the first time?
First time that you'll have heard Susan actually record one of her works.
Excellent.
And this is called Nobody. Get your ears around this one.
Nobody Here by Susan Worrell. I sit on a bench here in the park. Nobody here, it's bare and it's dark. A beautiful day, sun beaming down. Nobody here, no children around. I sit there confused, look at the swing. An empty seat blows in the wind. An eerie view leaves me confused. Back in my day, hosting children amused. I sit there and wonder, where are they all? No dogs on the grass chasing a ball. No children climbing, no screams on the slide. No mischievous toddlers from parents to hide. No mums making friends with babes in a pram. No lovers walking, holding hands. Once a web of activity, laughter and fun. Now just me on a bench, sat all alone. Where are they now? All sat at home, wasting their days on computers and phones. I sit on a bench here in the park. Nobody here, it's bare and it's stark. I sit there confused, look at the swing. An empty seat blows in the wind.
That was great, because that's what it's like now, isn't it? Everybody's sat in the houses playing on computers.
Yeah. And kids' parks
is that?
Are redundant.
Yeah, it's nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because when we were kids, because we're from the same era as Susan, when we were kids, we were out in the parks, you were running around getting loads of exercise. And when our kids were younger, we were out in the parks with them making sure they exercise. But now, I never see anybody in the parks. There's only us dog walkers that are there.
Yeah.
So I thought it was a really good observational piece by Susan.
Yeah, it was a good piece.
And she does appear on The World Comes to You as a co-host with Alan. And I think the nice thing for me is that it's that authentic northern bit. And the beauty of the whole of the poetry community, whether it's the Scribble community, the Poetry in Motion, Poets Dream, whatever it is, everybody's there supporting each other.
Yeah.
I think that's the beauty of what we're all doing at the moment.
Susan set them out now. We need to hear her reading her poems time after time.
I think so. So
you've
we'll
come
get
out
some...
of the gloom.
Yeah, that's right. Come out of the shadows, Susan, and spread your wings. Yeah. So talking of people helping different people out, Laura Romig, also on the Poetry in Motion page, she's wrote a piece called Take Away the Night. And Hank Bukema, who's one of the fellow poets on there, has actually recorded it for her. And he's put this together for us to play on today's show.
Take away the night, the things I dread. Turn off the chaos inside my head. Grant me the peace of a quiet night's sleep. Let me be still, this heartache so deep. Time moves so slow when you are away. Help my mind feel you never will stray. Let me be sure that I'll be all right. If angels would come and take away the night. When I awake in the soft light of a dawn, I open my eyes with a great big yawn. May I be rested and sure of myself. All my worries put on the shelf. Happy and confident, greeting each day, laughing and happy. Wanting to play, weaving my words in the joy that I feel. The smile on my face, please make it real. Then the sun goes down, the light goes away. These four walls close in, then all I can say. Take away the night, the things that I dread. Turn off the chaos inside my head.
There's far too many talented people kicking around, isn't there? You know, Laura Romig writes some absolutely stunning pieces of poetry, and Hank Bukema's got one of those voices that just suits whatever he reads. And then they play music as well.
Yeah.
I mean, how good's that?
Yeah.
Yeah, total talent, so...
I thought it was Liberace, but...
And do you remember Liberace?
Just. You told me about him.
Which reminds me, we said we were going to have a Poet of the Week, didn't we?
We did, Neil, and having reflected on it, I think it's me.
Yeah, I think it is, because we forgot. So yeah. You're the Poet of the Week this
week. Thank you, where's the prize? What's a tangerine skin?
Yeah. And another cup of coffee, well done.
No, seriously, we did say that 2 weeks ago, Neil. Yeah. I think in all the confusion of last week and the challenges that we faced... We've sort of lost sight of that. So we will start in earnest
next week.
And just to repeat to the listeners, there's no prize. Yeah. It's just a bit of fun. It's just us expressing an opinion on something that we wanted to highlight.
Yeah, it's just our, you know, taking it. It might be a funny piece. It might be a serious piece. Whatever takes our mood on the day, we'll broadcast that and say, right, this is the profile. This is our Poet of the Week.
Yeah.
Anyway, Hank Bukema has just done that one for Laura Romig. And I couldn't resist the temptation then to play one of Hank's own work called The Speed of Heartbreak, which he's written and he reads for the programme. So have a listen to this one.
He
left the office Friday and ran all the way to his car. He didn't know where he was going, but he knew this time it had to be too far. He's going to drive west towards the sunset. He's not going to stop until he's won his bet. He's betting he can find the speed of heartbreak and drive right through to the other side. He's working on another bottle. It's the only friend that'll take the ride. He'll keep on heading for that sunset. Time's the one thing he's got to spend. Keep on driving, old man, he keeps telling himself. Someday your heart is gonna mend. He wants to whisper all his secrets to a woman that only cares for him and all his dark corners, and in the morning will still be there. He wants to call his son and tell him how proud he's always going to be of the way he's grown up tall and honest and living his life so wild and free. He tells them both how much he loves them and that there's nothing much more he can say. He leaves the grass and the tombs behind, drives through the graveyard gate and on his way. When your past is just a memory, and alone is all that you've got left, you've got to point it towards that sunset and keep on hoping you'll win the bet. He's betting he can find the speed of heartbreak and drive right through to the other side. He's working on another bottle. It's the only friend that'll take the ride. He'll keep on heading for that sunset. Time's the one thing he's got to spend. Keep on driving, old man, he keeps saying. Someday your heart is gonna mend.
The way that guy writes, I love the way he voices it, I love his production values, everything about it is just stunning, the way he puts it together.
Very professional.
It is, very, absolutely superb. Yeah. And, you know, you don't need to always do that sort of thing on the production side of it, because the words speak for themselves. Mm. And we've got a couple coming up now that speak for themselves. So we've got Penny's Last Quarter by Ken Allen Dronsfield. You might remember him from I think I
Died Today.
Yeah, you got it.
Which was on Night Train again this week.
It was, yeah. I dropped it into Night Train.
Yeah.
Because he writes some really good stuff as well. So
I'll never forget that, Paul. The first time we played it, it took my breath away. I thought it was fabulous.
It was so
hopefully this is
I think the challenge with I Think I Died Today was so personal for me.
Yeah,
because of what I'd gone through. I could see it and you could feel it. So let's see what sort of reaction we get out of Penny's Last Quarter.
Penny's Last Quarter by Ken Allen Dronsfield. Creating a rhyme with the loss of my last dime. What cost be peace in a world without empathy? Preach to a deaf choir, amorous heated desires. Penny gives a last quarter, all to hasten Jesus home. Eucharist served chill, just before the bugles call. You give what you don't have to those who truly have it all. Memories of icy burnt offerings, stoic gazes from shaded eyes. Open the book to pages ablaze. Feel a tear from darkened skies. Ply demons with poison candy. Angel's breath to a black vapor. Penny's at the altar rocking away, humming, choking on the wafer.
Well, I can imagine that in the cathedral, in the church, when you're taking your Holy Communion. So it was really good the way he'd put that together. It was, wasn't it? Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
So nice one. Well done, Ken. Another great piece. Now we're going to move on to Christine Barker. I mentioned that right at the beginning, that she's written this musical, it's going to be, Matty and Grandpa. And she sent it all through. It's worth listening to, so stay with us on this one, because when she eventually puts the music to this and it all comes together as a stage show, I'm going to book a ticket to go and see this one. So this is Matty and Grandpa.
Song lyrics from the musical Matty and His Grandpa, based on the book Mattia e il Nonno by the Italian author Roberto Piumini. Dona Eis Requiem. Grandpa is lying, dying, parting from us today. Help us to cease our crying when he has passed away. Dona Eis Requiem. Why are you crying? Grandpa's not dying. Dona Eis Requiem. Help us to be forgiving when Grandpa is deceased. We who must go on living, pray he will rest in peace. Dona Eis Requiem. Little Matty, shall we go out walking? Are you still able? They say that you are dying. If we're quiet, then nobody will notice. Come with me. Leave them behind. Mama and Papa won't mind. I have so much to tell you. Come, take my hand. We must talk, Matty. Let's go for a walk. Down by the rivers and dales, over the hills and the vales, deep in the flowering meadows, strolling along hand in hand, travelling over the land. Oh, what a wonderful, beautiful horse! I've always wanted to ride such a horse. If I could get him to come to me, he'd be my friend. Why don't you give him a name? What should we call such a wonderful horse? Rascal, my four-legged friend! Over the hills and vales we will wend, deep in the flowering meadows we'll stroll side by side, over the land far and wide. Fishing. Swish, fish, swish, fish. I'm just a fish, but I can swish my tail much faster than you can fish. I swim and sway and swish and play with all my colleagues along the way. She's just a fish, but she can swish her tail much faster than you can fish. She swims and sways and swishes and plays with us, her colleagues, along the way. We're only fish, but we can swish our tails much faster than you can fish. We swim and sway and swish and play and stay together the livelong day. Though only fish, how we can swish our tails much faster than you can fish. We swim and sway and swish and play and stay together the livelong day. The quieter we just wait and see and hold our pockets out loose and free, the better chance we'll have to pounce and hold on tightly to every ounce. I think I'm feeling something tickling near my trouser pocket. Then keep quite still and wait until the fish decides to bite. It feels so big, it's hard for me to stop it getting away from me. Nice and slow, don't let it go. You'll soon pull it out of the ebb and flow. Poor fish, too tight, fear, fright. I'm just a fish who wants to swish her tail and swim with the other fish. I'm full of fright. Your hold is tight. I fear that I must give up the fight. Look, Grandpa. Leave it in the water, or it will die. What now? Don't you want to eat it? Eat it? People usually go fishing to catch something to eat. I'm not hungry, and I don't want to eat it. We can't cook it anyway, because we haven't brought a pan with us. Shall I set it free then? Good idea. Swim, little fish, swim to freedom. Oh, thank you, lovely boy. My heart is filled again with joy. I wish you pleasure on your way and hope to meet you again someday. Yes, thank you, lovely boy. Our hearts too are filled with joy. We wish you pleasure on your way and hope to meet you again some day. The best of three.
Best of three. Do you agree?
I agree. That's fine with me.
Good to see we both agree. So, let's see the best of three.
Scissors first. Now watch my hand. I'm the best throughout the land. No one can compare with me.
So, let's see the best of three.
We must simply watch his hand. He's the best throughout the land. No one can compare with he. So let's see the best of three.
One to me. That's clear to see.
First of three means none for me. Let's now play the second game.
Though it will turn out just the same.
Paper next is what I'll play. Then is stone I'll rap away. No one can compare with me. So let's see the best of three. We must simply watch his hand. He's the best throughout the land. No one can compare with he. So let's see the best of three. Well done, Grandpa. Now you both are equal. It isn't certain yet who'll be the loser. You can beat him. I know that you're a winner.
When we play the final round, my win must be safe and sound. I must change my strategy, or it'll be too good for me. Stone is now what I must choose. That way, he is bound to lose. No one can compare with me. So, let's see the best of three.
We must simply watch his hand. He's the best throughout the land. No one can compare with he.
Oh, dear me. The best is he. Not like me to lose the three. Can't believe how that could be. When they come again to town, I'll suggest a further round. We'll repeat another game. Can't turn out again the same. No one can compare with me. Then we'll see the best of three.
Fading away. Grandpa doesn't seem so tall. Not as before. Am I just imagining? I'm not sure. I won't show or let him know that I've noticed how he's growing smaller every minute. I'm afraid to say Grandpa seems to me so small. Little by little, I'm watching him fading away.
Is anything wrong, Matty?
No, I just have a stone in my shoe. By pretending there's a stone inside my shoe, he won't notice that I've seen the truth. Now that he's as small as me, I don't need to try to reach to look up to him, for soon I think we'll see eye to eye. Grandpa seems to me so small. Little by little, I'm watching him fading away. Come by and buy. Market days in town. Come and buy our wares today. Market days in town. Give up all your cares today. Come and buy our wares today. Come by and buy. Give up all your cares today. Come by and buy. See my cloths of finest silk.
I've boots and shoes of smoothest leather.
We can sell you anything. All you require. Your heart's desire we can inspire. Come and buy our wares today. Come buy and buy. Give up all your cares today. Come buy and buy. Freshest fruit and vegetables. Fish from all the mighty oceans. We can sell you anything. All you require. Your heart's desire we can inspire. Market days in town. Come and buy our wares today. Market days in town. Give up all your cares today. Come and buy our wares today. Come buy and buy. Give up all your cares today. Come buy and buy. Toys for children, dolls and train sets.
Tools for all your household problems.
We can sell you anything. All you require. Your heart's desire we can inspire. Market days in town. Come and buy our wares today. Market days in town. Give up all your cares today. Market days in town. Treasure digging interlude. With their ends, dig the sands, deep and wide, throw the earth aside. Dig a hole, that's their goal. Find the place where the treasure lays. Pirates we. Pirates we, our job is piracy. Filled with glee, we rob the folk at sea. Side by side, we sail the ocean wide. Far and wide, we know where we can hide. Sailing with the ebb and flow, we glide into the water, fighting through the wind and rain and through the mighty waves. Piracy, we never think to flee. Pirates, we can conquer any sea. Finer men you'll never find again. From our den, you won't escape again. Listen, chum, your mind's awash with rum. Pirate scum, to you we won't succumb. What d'ye say? You think you'll get away? No delay, our guns we'll fire today. We'll tie you up and lock you up and starve you full with hunger. Watch and wait until too late to save you from your fate. Piracy, now that's the job for me. You can't flee from pirates such as we. Count your days in 50 different ways. You're our slaves. It's we who rule the waves. Breathe in very deeply. Breathe in very deeply and feel how the air warms you deep inside. When you breathe in deeply, you'll find a special place where I'll abide. I'll come to you whenever you call me. You need not be afraid, for you'll never lose me. Breathe in very deeply, and I'll always be there. I'm afraid. I cannot see you. Where have you gone? I cannot feel you. Grandpa, I no longer hear your voice. Have no fear, for I am with you. Deep inside, I'll always guide you. Grandpa, I still need to hear your voice. Breathe in very deeply, and I'll always be there, safe in your heart. There are many ways to recall all of my love, all of my care. Think of all the memories we've shared. Open your heart, they'll all be there. You'll hear my voice whenever you need to. Just by taking a breath, you'll feel me inside you. Breathe in very deeply, and I'll always be there. With each breath, you'll draw me into you, and you'll know I'll never leave you. Deep inside, you'll never need to feel lonely. When you breathe in deeply, it's my voice that you'll hear inside your head. But it's you yourself who'll be speaking to you after I'm dead. Don't be afraid that you no longer see me. Just believe in your heart I'm there when you need me. Now I'm deep inside you. And you'll always be. Grandpa's death. Now it's time to tell our son. Tell him where grandfather's gone. Gone to heaven. Left this place. He's gone for good. Gone to God's good grace. Our Father, who art in heaven. Dona nobis partem. Grandpa's gone to heaven now. I know. He told me. Don't cry, my son. It's okay, Papa. I know, Papa. I know where he's gone. Grandpa is dead, but he's with me always inside my heart. He knows his grandpa lives on inside him. Dona nobis partem. Help us to go on living now grandpa is deceased. Transport his soul to heaven, and may he rest in peace. Dona nobis partem. Grandfather's now in heaven, living beside our Lord. Come, join in our rejoicing. Let us give thanks to God. Dona nobis partsem.
Well, there you go. That's going to be a great musical when it's produced. And I think the really interesting bit about that whole story is that people may depart this earth and leave us, but they always stay with us because they're always in your heart. They're always in your mind. You know, both you and I have lost parents.
Yes, yeah.
And you never forget them, do you?
No.
They're always there with you. So I think it's going to be a great musical when it's complete.
Yeah. So any idea on timescale?
Don't know. We'll find out of Christine. Once we know when the musical is going to be produced, we'll let everybody know. So it'll be interesting to see that.
Yeah.
Now, moving on to a slightly different thing. We've got Jason Nicholas Smith with the word Second Wind. A little bit of a different treatment, this. Have a listen to this one, Steve.
I wrote to you a while ago. You probably sense the gloom of pain and anguish coming from a solitary room. A writing verse is my want to set things down that way. In times of sadness and of doubt, I read it back someday. And read it back I did today, but it never made me smile. I cannot change the way I feel. I miss you all the well. So the demons rage and battled on, they spin around my head. I can't forget our arms entwined and those loving words you said. So with nothing left to carry on, no faith, no love, no hope, I thought of ways it could be done, with sharpened blade or rope. So I knelt beside my single bed, and prayed to God above. Then he revealed the real meaning of love. So I took the words I wrote to you, and held them in my grip, and slowly tore them down each side. I took pleasure in the rip. Can anybody comprehend what love does to your health? It's best by far to kill a poem than it is to kill oneself.
There you go. Different treatment, same sort of feeling to it, but really good. Some of the work that Jason produces, really stunning.
Yeah, is that first time on the show? Because I can't recall.
Yeah, it's been on once before, but a long time ago, probably about 5, 6, 7 weeks ago, it's been on.
Yeah.
So it's that sort of slam poetry style, the Breezy McDaniel, the Essie Yanksy, you know, that sort of feel to it. In fact, we haven't had Essie on for a while, so it'd be good to get in. I know she's been busy with the kids and she's got a busy life.
If you're listening, Essie, send something in.
Let's get something else in. Well, that's it for this week. We've covered quite a few poets this week. We've been good. And the star poet of the day, of course, which was you.
Yes, by me. Yeah, jokingly. On that note, Neil, I'm going to take an executive decision for next week.
Oh, no.
Because I've just been reflecting on the fact that you gave me the opportunity this week. And we always said we wouldn't use the show to profile our work.
We did.
But I think occasionally we should.
Yeah. I think
so
that's good.
So next week, the live slot is yours.
Oh, good. So I'll read one of yours then.
You haven't got a choice. So pick something out that you want to be heard. Okay. And if that doesn't send the listeners' figures plummeted, nothing will.
Should send people running for the hills, but we'll give it a go.
I think people will be interested to hear what you produce, Neil.
So it might be a little bit political, but stay with me on this.
We'll whatever it is, I know it'll be good stuff, Neil. I've heard your poetry. So
we'll do that.
Executive decision.
Okay, well, I'll take that challenge on and we'll give it a go. And I think, therefore, every week what we'll do is we'll do a live reading on the show. And we'll take it in turns doing them.
Can Jeff do that in the voice that he heard before? And what's happening with Children's Scribble, Neil?
So Children's Scribble, we're going to start kicking that off in the next couple of weeks. Okay. So we've got enough material.
We've got some stuff in now.
Yeah, we've got lots of it. We've got about 45, 50 people who are contributing to the page.
Yeah.
It's really starting to develop now as a show in its own right. So we'll start doing that half the show with Scribble for Kids and half the show for us. And we'll start that in the next couple of weeks. Probably middle of June we'll start that off, which will be really
good. We'll have a live poem every week.
Live poem every week.
It may be one of ours occasionally, occasionally. Will be other people's, but we'll do a live reading.
You got it. Yeah, so that'll be it.
I'll practice me reading.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'll have to get me... do you remember that ITA language that kids used to have to... We never had to do it because it was after our time, but they had to learn words phonetically.
Right.
Totally cocks up the way you read anything these days.
Yeah. Somebody's going to send something in like that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Anyway, so that's it for this week. Thanks to everybody for listening. Thanks for bearing with us last week when we had the real technical issues. And as we say every week, may your God or your... May your gods go with you. And for now, it's good night from me. And it's...
Good night from me too, Neil. Yeah. Thank you.
Good night. Thanks for listening.
Bye.